This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com morning show, broadcast number 325 for Tuesday, March 26th. I'm Adam Pelosciotti. The ice futures canola market is pulling back Tuesday morning from its solid gains yesterday due to weakness in vegetable oils and a stronger Canadian dollar. Chicago soil, European rapeseed, and Malaysian palm oil are all lower on Tuesday morning. Crude oil, however, is slightly higher due to impending supply cuts from OPEC. The loonie is up 1/10 of a United States cent compared to Monday's close. The May canola contract is down $6.20 per ton at $643.50. In the U.S., corn is steady, but soybeans and wheat are slightly lower. Corn planting in Texas was 46% complete as of March 24th, 12 percentage points more than 1 week earlier and 3 points ahead of the historical average. Crop consultant Dr. Michael Cordonnier left his corn production estimates unchanged at 112 million tons for Brazil and 55 million tons for Argentina. South Korea purchased 134,000 tons of corn from South Africa for July delivery. China's agricultural ministry estimated its sow herd at 40.42 million, down 0.6% from last month and down 6.9% from last year. The May corn contract is up 2 U.S. cents per bushel at $4.40. Cordonnier also left his soybean production estimates unchanged at 145 million tons for Brazil and 51 million for Argentina. Southern Brazil will see much-needed rain later this week, while Argentina will be dry. The Brazilian soybean harvest is approaching 75% completion, with the harvest in the high-producing state of Mato Grosso near complete. Egypt has tendered for vegetable oil for May arrival. The May soybean contract is down 6 U.S. cents per bushel at $12.03. Winter grain crops, including soft winter wheat in the European Union, are in mediocre condition according to the EU's crop forecasting service, MARS. However, it projected the average soft wheat yield at 5.191 tons per acre, up 2% from 2023, with the average durum yield up 5% at 3.44. Kazakhstan estimated its wheat crop at between 13 million and 14 million tons, compared to 12.1 million last year. Approximately 400,000 tons of grain from Russian grain exporter TDRIF are being prevented from being processed and shipped to buyers due to a dispute with the Russian government. Federal authorities said it had received complaints from importing countries regarding quality and non-compliance with quarantine requirements. The May Chicago wheat contract is down 4 U.S. cents per bushel at $5.51. The May Kansas City hard red wheat contract is down 7 U.S. cents per bushel at $5.83. The May Minneapolis spring wheat contract is down 6 U.S. cents per bushel at $6.54. That's a look at the ice futures in U.S. markets for Tuesday, March 26. In Winnipeg for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Adam Pelosciotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.